This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Swedish furniture store IKEA made some news not too long ago. It said it's going to start using a new and higher pay structure for its American workers. That is a not small thing from the world's largest furniture retailer. But there was a footnote in the announcement that caught the eye of our Chrissy Clark over on the Wealth and Poverty Desk. The company said its lowest wages will be based on something called the MIT Living Wage Calculator. Here's Chrissy with that story.
Amy Glassmeyer is the kind of person who, when she goes on a trip somewhere, rather than driving around to see famous landmarks or tourist attractions for fun, she does this.
I drive around and figure out what it costs to live there.
Squints at prices on store shelves, cruises past apartments with for rent signs to see how much they're going for. Glassmeyer is a professor of geography and regional planning at MIT, and this travel hobby of hers has to do with a question that's always interested her. Why do certain places have such high poverty rates when others don't? In her travels, in her research, she's found that high poverty places are often ones where lots of the available jobs pay minimum wage, a wage that
absolutely was not paying people enough to live on.
So what would be enough to live on? That would, of course, depend on where someone lived and how much it costs. And so Glassmeyer rounded up some of her best grad students to create, basically, a giant spreadsheet and loaded it up with the best regional data available from government and industry surveys.
Housing, food, childcare, medical expenses, transportation.
The spreadsheet adds all these costs up, adjusts for household size, divides by the number of hours typically worked in a year, and ta-da! The MIT Living Wage Calculator was born. Go to the website, type in your city.
Come up with what's called a living wage.
This is not a middle-class wage, cautions Glassmeyer. It would not cover a trip to Hawaii once a year or savings for retirement. Just enough to pay bills for the bare-bones necessities of life and not fall behind. Since Glassmeyer created the calculator, it's had some fans, policy wonks, unions, the occasional small business owner, but it was a relatively obscure tool until one day a few weeks ago when
I got a phone call from a person in the press.
A reporter saying that IKEA was planning to use it to set its own internal minimum wage.
We truly do see it as the right thing to do.
Rob Olson is the acting president for IKEA US.
We see this as an opportunity to increase coworker loyalty, decrease turnover, being able to attract more and more qualified applicants.
Olson says it would be too complicated to pay people different wages based on different household sizes. So IKEA's going to stick with what the living wage calculator comes up with for a single person with no children. In other words, the lowest possible living wage. Still, starting in January, the minimum pay for an IKEA worker in an expensive suburb of D.C. will be more than $13 an hour. Over in Pittsburgh, where cost of living is lower, it'll be $8.29. Even so, a dollar more than federal minimum wage. I asked Olson how IKEA found out about the MIT Living Wage Calculator, and he told me
consultants.
He didn't know much about who was behind the actual tool. And Amy Glassmeyer, the professor who is behind it, is fine with that. With all the political debates over where to set the minimum wage right now,
I think the anonymity in some funny way actually makes people feel better, as if it was just an MIT robot somewhere in a closet crunching the numbers on a daily basis, right? That's the picture.
Of course, the MIT Living Wage Calculator is not a number-crunching robot in a closet, but the objectivity that the name suggests does seem to make it more attractive to businesses, large and small.
Can I check that bread, please?
At a Jimmy John's sandwich shop in Peru, Illinois, the franchise owner, a guy named Art Rietwald, is helping his workers get the next batch of bread out of the oven. Rietwald used to pay all his employees minimum wage. Then, one day, a few years ago, a worker mentioned he was looking for a second job because he couldn't make ends meet.
It's very difficult knowing that you have a good living for yourself and working right next to somebody every day who's trying very hard. And they're helping you grow that business. And knowing that they can't survive the bumps that come up in life, an employer always has to make the decision between, you know, how much is too much for me at the expense of them.
Rietwald says when he found the living wage calculator one night doing research on Google, it felt like a relief.
Part of why I like the living wage calculator, it is, as far as I can tell, political free. It is actual data.
And yet, as politics-free and data-driven as the calculator may be, it's still made by humans who have to choose the data, update it, and on a professor's research budget, that can only happen so often. The data for Illinois, where Jimmy John's sandwich shop is, and every other state, is from a few years ago, meaning it doesn't reflect recent rises in the cost of living. In fact, after IKEA announced it was going to be using the living wage calculator, Professor Glassmeyer emailed them to thank them for raising the wages.
But then I also told them that we were going to have an update, and the update was going to have a wage that was going to be higher than the one they were using.
IKEA says for now, it's sticking with the older, lower calculations, but that annually, they'll reevaluate. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.